Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
John Heyman, insider for Odyssey Sports and MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
New York Post columnist, co-host of the Big Time Baseball podcast.
From the championship team of 2016, was there anything you could have done to keep one or more of these guys?
It's a really hard time to try to sign guys to an extension. They were not in the mind space at that point.
Curb your enthusiasm, enthusiast.
You hate people.
Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I like the White Sox. You never know with the Cubs.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love to talk to our friend John Heyman. You see him on the MLB Network, and of course you read him in the New York Post. He is everywhere, and he joins us now on the Busey Bank Score Hotline. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
We're it's Memorial Day week, right? So you're kind of looking at your teams, and I think we're both looking at the standings, looking at each other, and thinking, my God, there's going to be a long summer.
Well, they're in some very bad division, so you got that going for you.
That's the only thing.
You sound like Rick Hahn.
Is that what he says? We're
basically
in a bad division?
He said July 4th is when you're going to look at it next.
Yeah.
Like, he just kind of pushed the date back. Okay.
Well, you can't blame him. I mean, when we talked about 2-3 weeks ago, they looked dead in the water. And, I mean, that division doesn't get any better. Detroit is a contender, for God's sake. So, I mean, why can't the White Sox be, I guess? I mean, they've certainly performed very poorly. But, crazier things have happened, I guess.
Well, John, it's been since 2014 since both teams in Chicago have been in fourth place or lower in their respective divisions. So this is one of those years. It feels like the unofficial start of summer is a threat to baseball fans in the city. Which team do you think is more likely to get out of the rut that they have dug for themselves?
Well, I think it's the Cubs. I mean, I think they still have a positive run differential. I think I kind of jinxed them a couple weeks ago by saying, professing great faith in them. And then I think they lost 4 or 5 in a row right after that. But I think this is a pretty good team. I mean, we saw Stroman, obviously Steele's been really good. I think they have a solid team. So I do feel better about their team. I mean, the White Sox, they just seem like classic underachievers to me.
Yeah, I mean, holy cow, there's so much there. Let's start with this, because I think this is the biggest story in Chicago. Liam Hendricks returning, despite stage 4 cancer. The idea that you have a guy that went through what he went through, came back. His attitude is just extraordinary. He's an inspiration to people. And, it doesn't matter how he's doing, and he gave up a couple runs, but he pitched yesterday. And it's just a bigger-than-baseball story, John.
Yeah, absolutely. What a tremendous guy, and you're absolutely right about him being an inspiration, a fantastic attitude. I mean, even with stage 4 cancer, we didn't know it was stage 4 at the time. He did, but he kept throwing in spring training. I mean, I was there, and he was kind of throwing on the backfield. I didn't actually get the chance to see him, but, I mean, he was preparing for that moment where he would come back and pitch. And, you know, just a terrific attitude and really one of the best stories of the year, if not the best story.
When you look at the Cubs and Marcus Stroman on Monday, John, he was outstanding, a one-hit shutout of the best team in baseball. He stayed into the game. He made a great play in the ninth inning that showed his athleticism, his ability to field the position. He has been the ace of this staff. He has been great, with the exception of maybe one outing. Has he surprised you in how consistent he has been to this point of the season?
Yeah, I wouldn't say surprised. And I would like to take this time to apologize to all Cubs fans, because apparently my tweet ruined his no-hitter.
Good. You jinxed it, John. You did.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to believe it myself, because I tried to prove that I'm not a jinx by noting the Royals' perfect game at that point. And, of course, on the very next pitch, Arenado got a hit. And so I actually jinxed two no-hitters, one being a perfect game yesterday. So I feel bad about that, but at least I didn't jinx the entire performance. You know, he's got talent. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, a 2.5 ERA at this stage, a complete game against the best hitting team in baseball to this point. And he is a great fielder. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens at the deadline. I mean, he's one of those candidates to see if he'll get traded. I don't think so, because, like I said, I do feel like the Cubs are better than their record, and I don't see them as a seller. But, of course, you never know. But I can't say I'm shocked. He is a good talent.
And we have a lot of people commenting on the idea that Liam Hendricks came back to the wrong team. I wish that team was better. I wish the bullpen had a hierarchy where he would fit in and you wouldn't be worried about it. I just think he deserves better after everything he's been through than to come back to this disaster.
Right. I mean, well, I mean, nobody, he certainly didn't deserve to get the cancer,
no.
But he did mention how he said he never asked why me, you
right.
know, he asked why not me, and, you know, his attitude's fantastic, and I think it's just a great story independently. You know, it would be better if he were on a better team, but hey, look, it is only, you know, we're still in May, right? So you never know, I guess, right? And that division does make a difference, right? There's nobody in that division that looks great right now. Cleveland has underperformed. I mean, do we really believe in Detroit? I doubt it. Obviously, Kansas City's not that good. Minnesota's been pretty good, but they're not going to run away with it, I don't think. So, you know, you never know, right? I mean, maybe. I mean, they're not out of it. There are teams that are out of it at this point. I wouldn't say the White Sox are out of it.
What team is the most surprising in terms of being out of it? Which team to you is the biggest disappointment? Because we are kind of myopic here in Chicago and focus on the fact that the White Sox and the Cubs are buried to the extent that they are.
Well, personally, the most disappointing for me is the Padres, because I picked them to win the World Series and they have not been good at all. So that's an easy one. But there are a lot of disappointing teams. They've got some great competition for most disappointing. Phillies are very, very disappointing. The Cardinals are very disappointing. I think the Mets, well, they're 500, are disappointing. I think the Mariners are somewhat disappointing. I mean, there's a half dozen teams that are, it's not shockingly bad, but at least surprisingly bad. But to me, the Padres are numero uno. To spend all that money, they've spent the most money of any team, not in New York. They just picked up, you know, not even as a minor league free agent on waivers, they picked up Gary Sanchez. So they spent another $1 million and they keep adding to it. And, you know, at this point, they've been a disaster to this point. And I know it's somewhat personal, like Mully is with the White Sox. It's a little personal because I picked them and I feel like a fool at this moment. They've really not been good.
Jameson Taillon has been awful. And he has gone, he's had 8 starts and they've lost every one of them, which is apparently a Cubs record. And he's just not been very good, and his stats tell you that. What did you think when that trade was made? And they're $68 million into this guy. I don't think there's an option here. I don't think there's anything you can do but try to revive him somehow. What are your thoughts on him, and what have you seen, John?
Right, yes. There is nothing you can do. I mean, he's untradeable at this point. To have a losing Cubs record already 2 months into his tenure, that's not easy to do. They've had a lot of losing in their history. So Not good. I mean, I like Jameson Taillon. I think he's a solid, average major league pitcher. You know, I loved generally what they did in the winter. I really didn't get any of those deals where you gave a number 3-4 starter $17-18 million a year, and that was the going rate. I mean, Taijuan Walker, loved the guy, was in New York. Same with Taillon. Both are terrific individuals. I don't get that idea where it's now $17, $18 million for a number 4 starter. I don't get it, but I'd rather pay big for the big stars, although some of those aren't working out so great either. Trey Turner has not been good. Correa has not been good. But, yeah, I personally think that that going rate needs to be paid. You just can't do it. It's not worth it. But I think, you know, he's likely going to turn it around and be better. I still don't think that's a good deal.
John, how would you describe the dust-up between Anthony Rizzo and Fernando Tatis and what happened with Rizzo having to leave the game after colliding with Tatis's hip during a pickoff attempt at first base?
Well, I mean, I think it was an accident. I don't know. I mean, Tatis is already a villain everywhere, but particularly in New York, and people were pretty excited when he made the last out of the seventh inning in a rally and the last out of the game. And when he struck out, of course, he did get back with a home run, and he really enjoyed that. I mean, the guy has a great personality, but, I mean, he did cheat, so he knew he would get this. And, I think he's still a little bit rusty as a player. I do think that was an accident. Rizzo, obviously, is a very tough guy. He's been hit about 200 times by pitch and comes back and plays right away. So, I think he'll be okay, and I don't think anybody did anything on purpose. He's just trying to get back to the bag.
Michael Kopech, you know, he's had a couple of brilliant starts, and then he comes out yesterday, and he is just struggling and had no control. He hit Ohtani, like, bad on the knee, like right below the knee. And he hit someone else. I mean, he just was all over the place. And I thought to myself, man, they need to give him an extra couple days because that seemed to work. And he had a really good outing. And he had two, actually, which were as good as anything. But then he comes back and struggles like crazy. That's a very frustrating player. That is a guy that we've kind of been waiting on for a long time. And then you see him, and every once in a while, he's brilliant. And you're kind of like, wow, that's the guy that's going to win the Cy Young one day, as we were told. I don't know what you do with him either. I think that when we start talking about trade bait and who has value, you just throw your hands up and wonder.
Yeah, he was touted certainly a couple of years ago to be a future star, as were many of these White Sox. I mean, he's kind of in a crowd there with underperformance with the White Sox. I mean, we thought Moncada was going to be a huge star. He's been basically an average player. Same with Kopech. I mean, right now, I mean, Tim Anderson's obviously been a good player for the team. He's been underperforming as well. They got a lot of guys underperforming. I do think I would wait a little bit longer with Kopech. Of course, you never know. If you wait longer and he continues to be mediocre or worse, then his value goes down. But I think you did mention how young he is. I think I would give him a little bit more time to see if he can actually develop into the star that we all thought he would be.
So, John, the other day in your New York Post notes column, you mentioned that David Stearns, the former Brewers GM, has been mentioned and rumored to be a potential candidate in Boston. We know that he's been linked to the Mets. He's done a great job in the past in Milwaukee. There, I wonder when his name may come up in speculation with maybe an opening in this town. And I wonder if that's possible to keep an eye on David Stearns, what he is, you know, possibly going to be headed toward, and how good of an executive you consider him to be.
Yeah, I mean, obviously did a very good job in Milwaukee. I think he got burnt out a little bit. Obviously, that trade was not very well received, not only by the fans and the clubhouse, the owner also. You know, I understand the owner signs off on the deal, but obviously he saw the reaction and was not happy. And I think that was part of the burnout situation with Stearns. He's a very young guy. He went to Harvard. He did very well up until that trade. And they're still touting a couple of the young guys they got in that trade, including Contreras, who's their starting catcher, who they ended up getting for Ruiz, who had gotten in that trade. So I think he's a very good executive. I think he'll land somewhere. I think he loves baseball. And the only two teams I've heard so far in rumors are Boston or the Mets. Haven't heard Chicago team. you know, we'll see. I mean, obviously, Jerry's very loyal,
yeah.
So not counting on that. So to this point, the only rumors are Boston or the Mets, but you never know how things could change. It is early, so we have a half dozen disappointing teams. We have, almost two-thirds of the season to get some more disappointing teams. So there could be many more rumors to come.
There is a theory that Jerry's loyalty to the people around him is actually disloyal to the fan base. I don't know who started that rumor, but there's a theory.
Did you?
Wasn't me.
I think it's great to, I killed Steinbrenner for years for firing everybody and mistreating everybody and all that. So I do appreciate the fact that he is loyal. Obviously, the White Sox have had some moments, but lately it has been extremely disappointing. And I certainly understand why the fans are upset, and why you're upset, and we're all kind of shocked.
Isn't there a middle ground, though, John? You don't have to be Steinbrenner to not be Jerry. You know what I mean? Just sort of normal.
I guess so. Yeah. I prefer the loyal, personally. I think
loyal to a fault,
nice.
You prefer? Because it's kind of to a fault. Yeah.
Well, it's a distance for me. I mean, I guess if he was in New York, I'd have a different feeling. But from a distance, it feels warm and fuzzy that he loves all the people that have been his hardworking workers. So
let me get your opinion from someone from New York. So I asked a Twitter poll question this morning based on Marcus Stroman's performance yesterday and just the way that he pitches. He does it with flair. He leads with emotion. And, John, to me, I think he's right now, the most exciting baseball player in Chicago. I asked about Christopher Morel, Luis Robert, certainly Tim Anderson at one point in time could qualify. To you, who is the most exciting baseball player in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, at this moment, it's hard to argue. I mean, he's certainly very exciting and somewhat controversial as it upsets the other team. But as Buck Showalter said, play better if you don't like it the way he celebrates. And I think that's probably right. I mean, potentially it could be Bellinger. I mean, the way he performed in L.A. in 18 and 19, 20. I mean, the guy has speed and arm, big power, needs to get it all back together and get healthy, but potentially could be Bellinger long term. But right now I think it's Stroman. And, unfortunately, like I said, potential trade candidate also has an opt-out. So let's, not sure how long he's going to be there.
Well, Bellinger, I mean, what's weird is that looked like a serious knee injury when he came down and his leg kind of buckled. And then they said, oh, no, he's going to be fine. He might miss a week. He might miss a few games. 5 days later, he's on the IL. And then you hear he's going to be out another couple weeks. That's like a month-long injury for a guy that was not – that, didn't start out on the – injury list the minute he went down, right? And I know that's retroactive, but that's kind of weird.
Well, sometimes the prognosis is optimistic. I've been doing this a long time. I can't tell you the number of times people said the guy was day-to-day and they were out 50 days. He's not alone there. I think it's part of its optimism, and then sometimes it's they want to, put a good face on things and not discuss it much, and they're hopeful. So, obviously he was hurt worse than they said originally. It's unfortunate because he is a terrific talent.
John, we'll let you go, but just nice to see you reveling in the glory of your alma mater winning the women's lacrosse championship. Nice that you gave him some Twitter love yesterday.
Yeah, I was very excited. I did win a lunch bet over my friend who went to Boston College. Although I wasn't able to watch the game because I was covering the Mets game, I did tape it and watch. I don't think I've ever done that before. Tape a women's lacrosse and watch it afterward. I was very excited about it. It was terrific. Izzy Skane, incredible lacrosse. I don't know anything about it, but she's amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree. Did you happen to watch Notre Dame win the men's lacrosse championship?
I did not. No,
I think the Chicago area, apparently now the lacrosse capital.
Of course, it
North
is.
America.
Has to be something.
Right, right. We shouldn't worry about baseball. We should do a lacrosse spot from now on. I'm going to come on and talk lacrosse. It'll be much happier.
Can't wait till next week, John.
You're the best, buddy. Thank you, John.
All right. See you later.
That is John Heyman. Oh, that's awesome.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.